Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Germany has long been a welcoming place for New Zealand musicians, from the Chills in the 1980s to Fat Freddy's Drop in recent years. And the latest artist to feel the Deutsche love is local soul queen Lady Six, who has not only spent 6 months of this year based in Berlin, but recorded her new album, The Liberation, out there too. She's back in town and with us now. Where you been all my life, trying to change wrong or right, trying to aid those in the fight, so search your life forever. Even though I know it's hard, against the grain gonna leave you scarred. This is not a condolence card, this is just to let you know that I know. Lady, welcome.
Yes,
You came back for the nice weather.
Yeah.
You also came back to your hometown being a little bit crumbled.
I know. Yeah. It's like the shaky garden city now, eh?
Yeah. How was your family homestead? Was it all right?
Actually, we don't have a family homestead there anymore. When I moved up here in 2002, my entire family over the last few years followed me. But I have aunties and uncles there and some cracks and stuff, so.
You've been touring around Europe with Gil Scott-Heron.
I know.
The legendary, the revolution will not be televised, Gil Scott-Heron of the 1970s, I suppose. He was most famous, wasn't he? How's he rolling these days?
He's like, you're kind of like rehabilitated old uncle, you know? Like, I actually have one of those. So he's kind of like, I keep saying, you're just like my Uncle John. And he's like, oh, oh, oh. I'm like, no, really. He's an ex-junkie too.
I'm glad to hear he's rehabbed, actually.
Yeah. He's a great guy, and he's one of these guys that sort of doesn't say anything unnecessary, but when he does say something or he is ready to ramble off a story just while you're having lunch at a service station, you're straining to hear. He's got this voice that's really low, and it's kind of like this, and you can just sort of catch what he's saying. And he fell in love with... my son, me and Parks' son over there, just loved him, you know. He called him Little Man. Yeah.
So how do you get a gig like that? How do you get the Gil Scott-Heron support?
You have just a real kick-ass first album, I think. It's pretty much...
just general awesomeness.
Just being awesome.
Yeah, general awesomeness. And, it was all on the first album. It got to the right hands. And it got to his European UK promoter, and he really dug it. And he took it back to Canada, because he's from Canada, and played it to all his friends. And he just kept saying, they're like, oh, my friends love it, you know. And that just seemed to be the deciding factor for him. He'd never seen us live. We had very little YouTube and internet footage. So, we just landed in the UK and did the first show at the Albert Festival Hall, the Royal Festival Hall, I think.
Speaking of playing live, you've done a lot of that this year in Europe because there's so many places to play. How's that been? This must be the most gigs you've ever played.
Yeah, it's my rock star tour. It was really like, it was hard in places. I remember the hard parts quite well. But it was, it was wicked. It was really good. I feel like I definitely got my skills up for on-stage performance now. So burn with me, burn with me. Come learn with me, learn with me. I'll take you to places you ain't never been, places you ain't never seen.
How did Germany come to be? Was that like a Fat Freddy's connection or...?
A little bit, I suppose. Freddie's mastered their first album through a mastering company called Calyx, and they emailed them through and asked and basically hooked us up to master our album there. And we wanted to be there through that mastering process, so we flew over there and did sort of like a mini tour, like six states in and around Europe and Las Vegas. Yeah, funny enough. And and so we went there to the Calyx studio, and that's how we got into Berlin, and we loved it immediately. Yeah, so...
And you've got the German producer, Seppelot, who's... Mm-hmm. He's quite a name over there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a name over there. He's kind of part of this... the first original hip-hop crew, I think I'm getting my facts right here, the first original hip-hop crew that started rapping in German, and they're called Blumentopf. And they're really huge over there. They're sort of local favourites, pack out quite big venues, sort of 5,000, 7,000 capacity. So we supported a few of their shows. But we met him on this side of the world. We did a gig together in Melbourne.
It sounds a lot bigger on this new album, isn't it, in terms of it's got more of a... I don't know, sort of anthemic sort of, you know,
yeah.
quality to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to drop names like Beyonce in terms of the production.
Yeah,
know,
right.
behind the scenes.
Oh, really? Perhaps you'll be loving that compliment right there.
Is that a fair comment, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely were trying to emulate the energy that we have on stage. And a lot of people have said it's very sort of like diva-esque-ish with like hip-hop thrown in. So, yeah, I can definitely see how you can come to that comparison. And so the album is really sort of, I suppose, high energy, like Lady Six high energy, which is which isn't that high really.
who does your on stage crew consist of at the moment?
Myself, Brent Park or Parks, and Julie and Dine at the moment. So it's us three.
So how do you recreate that big sound on stage?
We have computers that have lots of drum samples, and he has a little sampling pad machine that he pushes all the plays heaps of live drums through there. We also have he has a couple of cymbals, and I think every now and then he has a snare. He's got heaps of percussion instruments. This is Julian.
Because he's also the drummer for the Open Souls
for
and
the
had
Open
a number
Souls.
Of other
Absolutely.
Projects over the years.
Yeah. Yep, and his own stuff. He did that album, Pins and Digits, this year or last year. And Parks does the CDJ. He's the DJ. He does that thing. He's also the BVist. And he has a lot of, he uses a Pioneer 800, which has got a lot of effects and stuff on it, so it's got a lot of delays, and yeah, so he does a lot of like looping and stuff like that. So all together it makes this big kick-ass sound. It's my time, shine alone, but it's just so hard to let go. Oh, oh, this fears of mine, I love them so, but it's just so hard to let go.
Was being on tour with Gil Scott-Heron and then in Germany, has that done good things for the first album overseas?
Yeah, it must have. I mean, it had to have, really. It must have, but I have no idea statistically how this whole thing works. I'm just an artist.
Was it released over there, though? Is it available over there? And is this new album coming out?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, BBE, actually. We approached BBE, which is a little independent record label, but probably one of the most influential, I suppose, especially for soul music and our kind of music, over in the UK and Europe. And we actually approached them to sign to them originally, and they actually said no and gave us sort of like a really crap deal. Then we did the Gil Scott-Heron tour, and all of a sudden they really wanted to sign the album.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was awesome.
So is this a pattern now? Do you think you'll be back in Europe next European summer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plans are already underway. Bex, my manager's over there already sussing out where and we'll play and when. And, yeah, we're definitely going to go back over there for at least another 6 months.
In the meantime, people will be able to hear you locally, will they?
Oh, of course, definitely. So, that's what I came home for.
So yeah. how do they find out about that?
Through all the various internet spots that I'm on. I always say Google me.
You got one of your own?
I do. Lady6.com.
That's lady with an I.
Lady with an I.
And six, the numeral 6.com.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And so you're playing right around the country?
I am. Yeah, everywhere, all over summer. So, yeah, all up and down the country. You'll find me somewhere, definitely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Persecuted, left out to live upon the edge of life. How they left you right. That's how they left. They don't love you more than me, this you can trust. Oh, I know, I feel it's moving. Let's never lose this. This movement, momentum is rooting. Our union is fluid like water. Clean, clear, crisp. We got love just like this. Water, our love is like water.
That's Lady Six, whose new album, The Liberation Of... is in the shops now. And that's our show for this week. If you want to hear anything again that was in this show or on past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air. No.